I can tell that right this minute. Baby alarm clocks, they go off. They're going to go off. So, did you know this little guy is now a week and 2 days? Week and 3 days. Week and 2 days old. What were you doing about a week and a couple days ago? Sitting in school? Yeah. It's been a much longer week than that for us. We get a call from Bryce and said we were on our way to the OB appointment to get checked out. He was also 3 weeks early. We get a call and said we're on our way to the OB appointment to get Savannah checked on, and her water broke. And they said, we're having a baby. And Miss Joni and I ran up to try and help out a little bit and got to meet Sawyer pretty darn quick. We were surprised. We didn't think we were going to see him. And then all this stuff with his mom being sick has been interesting, and we're really glad to have him with us. And it's only been a week. And we're going to talk about time next week. We're going to talk about time a lot next week. So we'll let that go. But what I want to tell you guys now is, remember I've told you to be listening for friends when they say, I'm not feeling good, or I've got a problem, or I need your help. As young as you guys are, you still have friends that need your help. Listen for them. Whatever they need, whether they ask it out loud or they just kind of need something and you're not quite sure what it is, look into it. Look for the chances to help. Because what you can do as a group and as a church and as a Christian is absolutely amazing. And our key is to look for the people to help. We said we needed young human food, and we've now got so much young human food, I'm not sure where we're going to fit the big people food, because it's taking all the space out of the freezer. And that's just fine. Some of that's going to be donated when he gets to go back to his mom, I'm sure. But all I had to do is mention it to a couple people I know. And we've got people in Atlanta that I work with that their church is praying for him and for Savannah and for Bryce. I've got people in Rogersville, Tennessee praying for him, and Lafayette, Indiana, and Indianapolis, and Clinton, and Terre Haute. There are so many people that care and want to help. And it's amazing when that happens. And the people will reach out to help. We've got baby clothes. We've got diapers. Everything just kind of started showing up at the house. And it's absolutely amazing. And that kind of thing, whether it's a friend that needs a hug because they're having a bad day, or somebody that lost a parent or a brother or sister or something to something really bad, listen for them to say or to not say, I need you. Because I know you guys, and I know all of you guys, and you all care so much. And that's the biggest thing we can do as Christians, is to show that love to other people and help them out in whatever they need. Giving is the best part. Say a little prayer. Good morning, God. We're sometimes given real challenges, and that's when it's pointed out to us that the gift we're given is the love, that you showed us how it works, and you asked us to share it with others. And that's when we can be the most like you. When we reach out to those who need us, even if they can't say it, even if sometimes they don't know it, help us to help them, because the power it puts in the world is absolutely amazing. And your sons who came to give us the greatest gift of life and love and acceptance and caring, understanding that we're all loved, whether we are or aren't a Christian, whether we are or aren't here, we're all loved. We're all deserving of that love. We're not deserving of that love, but we get it. Help us to enjoy it and pass it on. In your son's name, amen. So nice to see you guys.